You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our engineer and producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers. On the board, it is 6 past the hour of 12 noon on this Wednesday, March 26, 2025. It is
Hump Day!
Indeed, and also a great day to be a Wisconsinite here in downtown Madison at the World Headquarters. Sun is back out, Zommers. 50 degrees plus today here in Madison and across parts of Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's getting toastier, little by little.
Yeah, I love it. Love it. Some spring rain on the way for much of Wisconsin coming up here for the rest of the week. But temperatures in parts of Wisconsin may get close or hit 70 degrees by Thursday, Friday this week. So enjoy that. As Zommer said, spring is, we're past the high school basketball tournaments now. So hopefully no more major snowstorms. But as I say that, we'll inevitably get one right in April, right, at some point. But it looks like we've kind of turned the corner and spring is on the way. So good for that. Glad for that. Glad to have you along, everybody. A big show for you today. In just a bit, Trygve Olson will be joining us, the senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. Trygve has some new numbers in on the Supreme Court race for Wisconsin between Brad Schimmel and Susan Crawford. The election coming up, of course, this coming Tuesday, now under 1 week. Early voting still going on right now. You can early vote by going to your local county clerk's office or whatever the early polling place is in your municipality. You can look it up very simply. Get online and go to myvote.wi.gov. That's myvote.wi.gov. Polling places open up on Election Day proper at 7 a.m., close at 8 p.m., but have a plan to be a voter. If you don't think, like myself, going to be helping out with election coverage with Dan Schaefer and Zommers and our crew, so my plan is to vote early, either today or tomorrow probably, have my vote banked and see where that goes. So we'll talk about that with Trygve in just a moment. Also, news out today, Trygve's friend, he's been on this program, the great chancellor of UW-Eau Claire, Jim Schmidt, sadly is another victim of the incompetence of the University of Wisconsin system and President Jay Rothman, as Chancellor Schmidt has taken a better opportunity and will go to the University of Virginia to run that great organization. Certainly a loss for the Chippewa Valley and for the people of Wisconsin. Yeah, you didn't see that? Our friend, our mutual friend just sent that to us.
No.
Yeah.
He's going to run UVA.
Well, I didn't see the whole story yet. Here, let's pull it. By the way, Trygve Olson now joins us from the beautiful capital, our nation's capital, outside there in the suburbs of Washington, D.C. Trygve Olson, like myself, a former Republican, a native of River Falls, and now the senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. Mr. Trygve Olson, how are you, my friend? Are you okay?
I'm good. Sorry to just come in unannounced.
He's without words. Well, let's just run down. So we're going to get to that story as well. Also, the University of Wisconsin-Madison has a new women's coach in basketball, which is overwhelmingly underwhelmed. We'll talk about that in hour two. Also in hour two, our break into spring text to win contest. Stay tuned. At the end of this show, somebody will be $100 richer, giving away $100 in hour two, and everybody is entered in to win a Verlo mattress set. What better way to spring into spring than on a mattress? Unlike J.D. Vance on a couch, this is on a mattress, allegedly. Allegedly. So that's coming up in hour two. Also, what's worse for today, having to do with remembering things. So we'll talk about that and much, much more. But right now, Trigvi, we're going to get to the big news of the day out in D.C., of course, with Pete Hegseth. But as long as we brought it up, let's talk about this for a second, Trigvi. According to the University of, or according to Wisconsin State Journal, UW Chancellor Jim Schmidt is set to leave for a new job at Virginia University. So,
no, James Madison, says here.
Well, but I think it's within the, they're saying the headline is misleading, in my opinion. So it's, James Madison is in Virginia, but it should be at a Virginia University. The headline here just says at Virginia University. So I apologize. I did not mean to mislead anyone. But in any event, you know Chancellor Schmidt well. He's been on this program. We appreciate his hospitality when we've been in Eau Claire. Here's a guy who's really making a difference in northwestern Wisconsin. He was passed over by the Board of Regents and Governor Evers to be the president of the UW system in favor of a non-educator, an attorney that ran a huge law firm in Milwaukee, in Jay Rothman. And now Jim Schmidt's taking his talents to James Madison. Our loss, their gain.
Yeah, 100%. Although it might be my daughter Ula's gain because she's been looking at Virginia schools because in-state.
Really?
So, yeah. But she's also looking at the University of Wisconsin. But anyway, I mean, that's the thing, right? Like, good people are going to go look for great opportunities or they're going to get poached away. And that seems to be what's the case here.
That happens in all vocations of life, unfortunately. But my friend Tommy Raisbeck, who I used to work with in politics, he had a great line. He said, Todd, life's all about options. Good advice, I think.
So. It is all about options. Options are important.
Mm-hmm.
They're definitely important.
So
it's good to have options, Todd.
It is. And I'm happy for Jim Schmidt, but again, very sad for the University of Wisconsin system and for the Chippewa Valley in particular, because it's a huge loss. And we hope they find somebody that can carry on the legacy and the tradition of Chancellor Schmidt at UW Eau Claire. Move to
100%.
Let's move to national news, Trigvi. We've been following this, or you've been following it. There's more breaking news this morning, and it is on this texting over the private text app called Signal. And it has to do with Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. According to Axios, a growing number of Democrats in Congress are calling for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and National Security Advisor Mike Walls to be fired or resign over the leak of a Signal chat discussing a strike in Yemen. The Atlantic, whose editor-in-chief Jeffrey Goldberg was inadvertently added to the chat, published the entire transcript this morning. Hegseth sent the group details about the timing and weapon systems in advance of a strike on the Houthi rebel group. And I want to just, I'm sure you've seen it, Trigvi, but for those that haven't seen it, I want to read you just a couple. I want to read you the timeline that's been published this morning in The Atlantic, and then we're going to discuss it and the reaction on both the Democratic and Republican side. The Atlantic says this, at 11:44 a.m. Eastern, Hegseth posted in the chat in all caps, quote, team update. The text beneath this began, quote, time now, 11:44 Eastern time. Weather is favorable. Just confirmed with SecCom. We are a go for mission launch, unquote. Then it says SecCom, or Central Command, is the military's combat command for the Middle East. The Hegseth text continues, quote, 12:15 Eastern time, F-18s launch, first strike package, 13:45, that's military time, trigger-based F-18, first strike window starts, target terrorist is at his known location, so should be on time. Also, strike drones launch MQ-9s, unquote. The Hegseth text then continues, quote, 14:10 military time, more F-18s launch, second strike package, 14:15, strike drones on target. This is when the first bombs will definitely drop, pending earlier trigger-based targets. Next line, 15:36 military time, F-18 second strike starts, Also, first season or first sea-based Tomahawks launch. Stepping away from this, Tomahawks are missiles that are launched from a ship. Back to the text. Quote, more to follow per timeline. We are currently clean on OSEC or OPSEC, O-P-S-E-C. That is operational security. Godspeed to our warriors. Unquote. Then in The Atlantic says shortly after, Vice President J.D. Vance texted to the group, quote, I will say a prayer for victory, unquote. Trivi, there's no debating whether or not this was military information that was shared beyond secured lines, secured places. Your colleague at the Lincoln Project a couple days ago, Stuart Stevens, made the point, you've helped run presidential campaigns. If a campaign manager for a Republican candidate had included a journalist on a text about campaign plans, they'd be fired.
Well, they probably, yeah, or demoted or some, there would be some consequence. This is even sort of more egregious than that in the sense that there are secure channels for this kind of thing. And, you know, Signal is relatively secure from an encryption standpoint. It's really secure. But I want to correct one thing you said. I think you were reading a news story. He didn't leak this, is in the sense that leaking is typically if something, you're a reporter and I give it to you and say, don't tell anyone I gave it to you. And that's a leak. They invited him onto this Signal chat.
Correct.
Inadvertently, but they invited him. And I mean, it's so ham-handed. They lied grossly. I don't know if Zomers can pull the conversation with Laura Ingraham yesterday, but they were literally saying no classified material. They forced his hand. They had to know they were lying, and they were trying to get out of the story. And once again, they're gaslighting, and they're trying to play people off as stupid.
And Tulsi Gabbard lied about it to court. So she perjured herself on it. Congress, yeah, my bad.
Yeah, we'll look at that. Well, when we come back, we do have a great audio Zomers file earlier today on Tim Miller's podcast. Andrew Goldberg, Jeffrey Goldberg, the reporter on this, is on Miller's show with even more shocking information, perhaps. We'll have that cut for you and let you hear it in his own words. What he didn't publish in The Atlantic, but was in this text, as Trigvi said, of which the U.S. Secretary of Defense invited him to. Also, the Republican and Democratic response. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
If you're in the crease and he has a breakaway shot, I pity you. On the hockey arenas, Trigvi Olsen, nobody shoots it harder and better than himself, whether it's politics or ice hockey. The great Trigvi Olsen, happy to have him along. The River Falls native and now a senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, joins us every Wednesday. By the way, Kreitlow says to tell you hello. For those that don't know, Kreitlow is now, he has a new meeting on Wednesdays, so he's joining us on Tuesdays. So we got to figure out a way we can do it. We can have you just pop in for a couple of minutes and harass Kreitlow on a Tuesday.
Yeah, I need to get up one morning and go on Kreitlow's show. But it's so hard for me, Todd, because I don't speak before 10.
I know. Yeah. I've traveled with him. I've traveled with Trivi, and I just wait down in the lobby, and whenever he's ready to talk, he comes down and talks.
I told you that I have a really good British friend and mentor, and he said to me, he just laughed because we ended up, long story, but I was doing some work. We were working on a project. We were down in the Caribbean for like 2 weeks, and he wanted to get up. He's a morning person. Mm-hmm. He's like one of those 4 a.m. people. So he goes for a walk at 6. He wanted me to come with him, and of course, I didn't say anything. And he's like, you're so strange. You say nothing before 10, never shut up after.
So. You know,
and it's true.
Kind of true. It is kinda true. True. But in a good way. True. In a good way. Yeah, by the way, trivia is, for those watching on the stream, trivia is, speaking of breaking into spring, you've shaved your beard.
Yeah. You know, my face, every once in a while, I have to do it because it itches. Yeah. And my my daughter Kaya is not very happy about it, but the other two ladies in my life are pretty happy about it.
Okay, so. Very good. Talking about the big story out in D.C., Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth put a reporter from The Atlantic, editor-in-chief Jeffrey Goldberg, into a group text on the platform called Signal, and it had to do with it gave detailed information about a strike in Yemen against the Houthi terrorists, putting the men and women who wear the uniform at risk. And who knows what other information is being shared on this non-government administered platform on non-government controlled devices. Senator Michael Bennet, Democrat of Colorado, citing Hegseth and Walz's denials that classified information or war plans, quote unquote, were discussed in the chat, said in a statement, quote, they must both resign, unquote. Representative Maxwell Frost, Democrat of Florida, a member of the Democratic leadership, said on X, quote, had this specific plan gotten into the wrong hands, Americans would be dead right now. Walz and Hegseth must be fired immediately. Ruben Gallego, a Democratic senator from Arizona, said Hegseth needs to resign and that the incompetence and cover-up is embarrassing. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, Democrat, called on Hegseth to be fired. No Republicans have called yet for resignation, but some are ratcheting up their criticism of the administration. Notably, Representative Don Bacon, Republican of Nebraska, said, quote, the White House is in denial that this is not classified or sensitive data. And putting it down where the chickens can get at it, other people are using stronger language, certainly, than that. Republican Senator from Montana, newly elected Tim Sheehy, I have to watch it and clean it up for radio, said, quote, well, somebody effed up, unquote. Sheehy is a former Navy SEAL and said that to reporters on Monday. Tim Miller on his podcast had the reporter Jeffrey Goldberg on yesterday. Goldberg told Miller there was more that he did not publish. Here's the cut.
Obviously, there's a covert CIA operative named on the thread, right? So I mean,
I withheld her name from this. They named somebody who's an active CIA officer in this thread, which is on Signal, again, a commercial app in which I'm watching. And I withheld it. I didn't put it in the story because she's undercover. But, I mean, the CIA director put it into the chat.
Trivi, the CIA director put into a chat that was unsecured the name of a current and active undercover CIA agent. I mean, yeah. As you all, well, you go ahead.
Nah, I mean, it's awful.
And as you and so often remind us, you
if
say
you look at how.
Go ahead.
Look at how the if this here's the thing that people who are on the right need to ask themselves, and this is how you can tell if people are being extremists and if this were a Democrat administration, how would you be responding? We all have to start putting ourselves in other people's shoes, and not think about that for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're all Americans first.
And we need more people calling our elected officials, having them listen to us, and say, look, these folks need to resign or need to be impeached.
Yes.
Your voice does matter. Call your local congressperson. Call your U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin or Ron Johnson and voice it. Because we need more Republicans joining Bacon. We need more Democrats out there say we have listened to our constituents, and this isn't us talking as politicians. We are representing our constituents, and Americans are rising up against this. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Ken Bob on the phone in Daleyville. Ken Bob, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Well, like I told your screener, this is mind-bogglingly stupid. identify in the actual report. It said a messenger attributed to Wallace said U.S. officials had positive identification of the target walking into his girlfriend's building, and now it's collapsed. So with this guy, this intelligence source who contacts us with confirmations and things, we just told the Houthis where he was, what he was watching, and what happened, and now they know where to look for this guy. And that's been published in Al Jazeera because this Trump administration was too dishonest to admit that there was classified information there, and it would have been then withheld by the Atlantic. But they, I just can't.
Yeah. No, appreciate the call, Ken Bob. 855-752-4842. And Trigby, I think veterans, before this even, with the cuts to the Veterans Administration and other VA programs, the cutting of the money to address victims of burn pits, our military heroes, I think the picture is becoming more and more clear that this administration simply does not care about veterans or our military. But are we surprised, Trigby? Because, again, he stood at the grave of a fallen Navy SEAL and said, I just don't get it.
I just think at the end of the day, right, they screwed up. And then the crime is bad. The cover-up is worse.
Yeah. Come on back. Trigby has new numbers on the Supreme Court race in Wisconsin. We will reveal them and discuss it. Take your phone calls as well. 855-752-4842 is the All Ball Show on Civic Media. Stay tuned. Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 34 now past the hour of 12 noon on this Wednesday, March 26, 2025. Zommers, what did you dial up off of the Trigby Olsen playlist?
Just Can't Get Enough by Depeche Mode.
Oh, Depeche Mode. I like that. Very good. Just Can't Get Enough. For many of us, kind of political geeks like Trigby and I, we like numbers. Can't get enough information. And that's what Trigby brings us today in his work with the Lincoln Democracy Institute and other organizations. Have a big race coming up. And this surprises me, Trigby. Well, I say it shouldn't, because I know people like you and I, we kind of just consume news and we're all into it. For normal Wisconsinites, they're like, hey, the ice is off the lake and let's get the fishing going, or, you know, right, looking at gardens and things like that. But there is a race coming up, and this is serious now. Polling and other things show that a lot of people are just not aware because they're just sick of the news. They turned out, and who could blame them, quite frankly? But there is a very important election coming up on Tuesday, April 1st. No joke. And
yep,
it is the big race, of course, is for Wisconsin State Supreme Court. Brad Schimmel, the former Republican Attorney General, taking on the common sense and law-abiding judge in Susan Crawford. And Trigby, you have some new information to share, because I think for some people, they look at the ads or whatever and say, oh my gosh, we're very concerned this thing might be baked, done, and that Schimmel's going to walk away with this. But in the words of Lee Corso, the ESPN former coach analyst, not so fast. It might be closer than the experts think.
Yeah, well, so I have access to some research that's just been done, and basically, I mean, you know, the race for Schimmel is somewhere between 48.5 and 50.1, and right now Crawford is somewhere between 48 and 50%. So with, you know, 2 to 4% undecided, and then a lot of questions about what turnout is going to look like, right? Like any model, any survey is, in terms of an election, I'm less inclined to say here's exactly where things are in terms of, I'm not making predictions. I'm just telling you where things are right now. You know, so who are these people that are, if it's, you know, really low turnout, that probably works to Schimmel's advantage. If it's really high turnout, it probably works to Crawford's advantage. There's kind of four sweet spots in this. Low turnout, really low turnout, helps Schimmel. turnout that goes above that works Crawford's edge, and then moderate turnout kind of goes back to Schimmel, assuming that some of these low propensity Trump voters in more rural counties show up, and then really high turnout goes back to Crawford, really, because that's even lower propensity voters in Milwaukee and Dane County. You know, it's hard to say. I mean, people just need to get out and vote. The people who are still undecided about this thing, they tend to be more moderate to slightly conservative. There aren't a lot of liberals still on the table, or people on the left. They're all in for Crawford. They tend to reside more in rural places. The counties that are going to matter from a turnout perspective for Crawford are Milwaukee and Dane. For Schimmel, it's going to depend a little bit on how much erosion there is in the WOW counties. You know, they have been trending a little bit more towards the Democrats. And the battlegrounds.
Stop right there just for a second. That don't know what WOW stands for. It's those counties around Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washara.
Washington, Waukesha, and Ozaukee.
Right around the.
It's going to be places like Oconomowoc, some of those kinds of places, and then really Pewaukee. The key battlegrounds. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Pewaukee, River Hills. You know how that's going to vote, but I think that's technically Milwaukee County.
Right. Right.
But key battlegrounds: Brown, Outagamie, Winnebago, so up in the valley, Racine, Kenosha, and then La Crosse, Eau Claire, and St. Croix. Mm-hmm. Those will be the places that have enough votes. And, you know, when you start talking about some of those western Wisconsin counties, they're some of the most purple counties in the state. And they have enough population that they matter, right? Mm-hmm. So, as you know, like the work that I do with the Lincoln Democracy Institute, we focus a lot on, you know, personalities and cognitive traits. The people who are undecided or who are leaning one way or the other, they tend to be very cognitively reflexive, which means they're people who are actually consciously thinking about the choice that they're going to have to make. Mm-hmm. And I suspect there's a little bit of them that are torn between uncomfortable with what's happening. They're more conservative, right-leaning, center-right-leaning, so their habit of tending to vote for Republicans and looking at people on the left with a little bit of skepticism. So it's really important on Crawford's part to reinforce, I think, personally who she is with the attacks that are being levied at her and doing it directly herself. They're conscientious, they're extroverted, they tend to be agreeable. You know, the people on the left and right have made up their decision. They know how they're going to vote. The ones who are going to change are sort of that right of center people. So,
yeah, it's really interesting, again, for people like you and I who really dig down into this. And as you and I were talking, you know, yesterday, kind of preparing, I guess my big takeaway, Trigby, maybe it sounds oversimplistic, but again, I think there are people out there that may think, does my vote matter? I see so many ads for Schimmel, and now there's larger buys we're hearing for Crawford as well. But there's a big influx of new ads from Elon Musk's PAC. Again, he is approaching, I think, $19 million that he himself and his PAC have put in. We're now at north of $80 million combined between both candidates and third-party spending in this. And I think people are just going, it doesn't matter. This thing is just baked. And the takeaway for me, Trigby, is every single freaking vote is going to matter because it's so close and this race is not over, and it's going to come down to every person listening to us and whether they go out and vote, which will decide this election.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, this election is going to be really close, and you know, about 1.2 to 1.6% of Wisconsin voters fall in this category of people who were Evers Johnson voters and Harris and Trump Baldwin voters, and in their high propensity voters. Actually, I mean, they're thoughtful. They are going to be key in this.
Yeah,
key.
But I think it's just so important. I know we say this before every election, have a plan, be a voter, but I get it. Just because I've been around the state a lot, I listen to a lot of folks at bars and grocery stores, and people are just so fed up. And there are people on both political spectrum, both sides of the aisles, that are fed up. But I'm not just giving you false hope here, because Trigvy really knows this stuff and studies it and is in touch with other people to kind of verify. He doesn't just come on here and say this. This is a guy who really does a lot of homework, and we don't give him enough credit on this show. And you're a humble guy, Trigvy, but you know this stuff, and it's going to be enormously close. And so I want to give people real hope that your vote really does matter in this election. Going to the polls, casting, this could be within the margin of error, Trigvy, where it triggers an automatic recount, right?
Yeah, 100%, for sure. I mean, that one half of 1% is the is the threshold. Now, you know, if the people who are most likely to show up, and campaigns matter, I will say that there is... Schimmel may have overstepped based to a degree on what I've been seeing in attacking. There are a lot of people, more people in that sort of middle who feel like she's been unfairly attacked, but she has got to get, she has got to be responding directly to the kind of hits. And I think, you know, nothing says where the race is at more than the actions that you're seeing that campaigns are taking for people like you and I who are watching it. And, you know, the fact that Schimmel is pivoting to sort of, they've become a category of their own, the trans ads, right? Mm-hmm. Like,
which are just ridiculous, by the way.
That is, you know,
it's trying to scare their very conservative base into making sure they go to the polls by giving out inaccurate and untruthful information against Susan Crawford on her stance against trans people and what, you know, people may be doing to their children. Again, it's all scare tactics, untrue, but it's to motivate them to get them to the polls. 855-752-4842. Rob in Port Edwards calling in. Rob, thanks for listening. What do you got?
Hi there. Good show, folks.
Thank you.
I've been canvassing for Susan Crawford and Joel and for no on the constitutional amendment here for over a month. And I've learned a lot in this whole process. And I'm canvassing my community of Port Edwards. And what I'm finding is many folks don't have a clue anything at all about the candidates. And with all due respect to you folks in the media, television, radio, internet, however, God bless you all, keep doing it. Don't stop. But the point I'm getting at is these folks, they're smart people, they're great people, but they don't know enough about the candidates in particular. They don't know when, where, how to vote in particular in our little community. And so my encouragement to each and every listener out there, if you are passionate about this, and I hope you are, because this is huge, you talk to people. And it doesn't matter if they are known Democrats, talk to people and encourage them and give them straight information. Don't tell them stories. But the most important part is that they know exactly what this is about, who the players are in respect to the issues, and where and when and how to vote. That's my encouragement.
Rob, before you go,
I'm here.
I just want to say this. It's only Wednesday, but so far you're the top running for best call of the week. That's fantastic.
Yeah, 100%. Maybe the month.
Yeah, really, because if people don't know where Port Edwards is, Trigvy and I were in your neck of the woods here last fall. It's just south of Wisconsin Rapids and north of Nakusa. It's a beautiful part of the state.
Yes, we're on the river. Yeah,
right.
Yes, we have water here.
Yeah, right. And
it's a very red community. But that being said, I am encouraged by folks that I had thought were very red. I'm finding out that they're closet Democrats in some cases, and they really need encouragement to speak their mind and do that via a vote. I'm encouraged, but I'm scared. The vast amount of money is being spent is just obscene.
I'm going to let Trigvy speak to this, but Trigvy, I think what Rob just said there, if you want to know the way to cut through $80 million of crap, and I got to clean it up for radio, the relationships you have one-on-one with your friends and family is more powerful. Agree or disagree, Trigvy?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, that... And it's not about lecturing them or it's about asking them questions and leading them to understand what's at stake, and they're going to, and having faith that they're going to make the right choice if you help lead them to it.
Yeah. Really great call, Rob. Thanks for all the work you're doing. Go ahead.
There's a great BBC article right now that you could read on how to approach people that you believe have a differing opinion. And it's a good short read, but what you really don't want to do is be confrontational or be out to change their mind. What you want to do is elicit their opinion and their rationale and respect that. Okay, I don't believe the same thing you believe in, but if you respect these people, odds are they're going to say, hey, this guy's, you know, he's square. He's got a point there. So anyway, God bless you all.
Hey,
take care.
Thank you, Rob. Yeah. I mean, that's the way to do it, right, Trigby? Right there. I mean,
yeah. They can't, 100%.
I mean, go to every political conference 100%. You want, but I mean, you're not going to learn anything better than what Rob just told us from Port Edwards. And it just goes, I mean, you know this, Trigby. You see it. I mean, it just, you know, I mean, Wisconsin common sense. It's taking care of our neighbors. It's taking care of our family. And use your brain and be respectful and don't be a jerk and have real conversation. Do you know what? Generally speaking, when you do that, Wisconsinites are going to do the right thing. So.
Oh, 100%.
I really, really appreciate Rob. I think we're up against the clock, right, Zomer? So we'll come back. We got Kathy in Cambridge and Ollie in the North Woods. As Matt Flynn says, we see you on the lines. Do not hang up. We will take those calls when we come back. And we'll check Trigby Olsen's Green Bay Packers draft board and see what's happening there. You know, he is one of the owners making big decisions along with Goody. Come on back. It's the Todd Allball Show. It's Wednesday. It's on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
You're down 3-2. There's 18.9 seconds on the clock. One shot, a penalty, to tie it up and send it to OT in the national championship game. That's the kind of music you have in your head. Trigby, did you watch any of the Wisconsin versus Ohio State national championship women's hockey match game over the weekend? Kirsten Sims with 18.9 seconds, the best stick handling I've ever seen, men's, women's, college, and NHL. Penalty shot, ties it up, OT, and Kirsten Sims in overtime with the back of her stick flips into the net. Badgers win the national championship.
Yeah, I read about it. I didn't see
it. It's incredible.
Pretty spectacular.
Dial it up.
Mark Johnson's quite a coach.
Eight really is. National championships. Eight.
Yeah.
I mean, wow.
Can we get him on the show?
We're trying. I really, really want
him. I want to be on that day.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'll be having a fanboy moment with that.
Right. We're always a fan of Trigby Olsen, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, bringing us new and hopeful information that, in fact, well, I mean, some people might want to have a bigger lead, but this election coming up on Tuesday, April 1st, Supreme Court, Department of Public Instruction, other elections on there, but the big one is Supreme Court Crawford versus Schimmel. Trigby saying his analysis, data reporting, it is going to be extremely close. Every vote will matter. You could be the difference. 855-752-4842. Kathy, listening on WMDX in beautiful Cambridge. Lots of great pottery there in Cambridge. Kathy, how are you? What do you have?
Oh, good. I'm just putting my 2 cents in to Susan Crawford because I'm mad that's even close. Do you realize that Wisconsin pregnant women will die if Brad Schimmel's elected? You know, it's happening right now in all the other states. They go in with bleeding from miscarriage or ectopic pregnancy, and doctors can't treat them for fear of prosecution. Don't let Wisconsin women have that. Get the BS out of there. Vote for Susan Crawford. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Kathy. I appreciate it. People referring to Brad Schimmel now as BS Trigby around here.
Yeah, I know. Who came up with that idea?
I'm not sure. Who was that? Was that Kreitlow or who was that? I'm not sure.
No, it was me.
I think a lot of people.
Oh, was it you? Oh, okay. Was it you? It's caught on.
He said it. Some listeners said it.
A lot of people. Look at Trigby, a coiner, a trendsetter. 855-752-4842. Ollie up in the beautiful North Woods. Ollie, what do you have?
Well, I'm not sure I can top the other lady. Just I heard a BS commercial this morning that was truly full of BS about where Susan Crawford stands on voter ID. And I also want to challenge the people of Wisconsin, whether you are a Democrat or Republican, to look at where our country stands right now. Mr. Trump is supporting BS, and Elon Musk is paying for his campaign. Those should be a red flag to every voter in Wisconsin to take stock of what's happening to our country today.
Yep. Thanks, Ollie. Appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Down to Milwaukee we go. WAUK, Ron in Milwaukee. Ron, if you can make it brief, please, what do you have?
Yeah, I found a newspaper in my mailbox yesterday. I thought it was real because I get a lot of little organization newsletters or newspapers shaped like newspapers. That was the Wisconsin Catholic Tribune. And on the cover it said, T-Girls support Crawford. And inside was a big long article about trans women who were, you know, it's kind of disgusting. So I think that's where they're going with this. I looked it up, a little bit of research, found out ProPublica found out that this is a right-wing operation funded largely by the Elines.
Yeah. Pretty sick. I mean, it's valuable information. I appreciate you bringing it to us, Ron, but Trigby, pretty sick stuff.
Yeah, I mean, but is it surprising?
No.
Right? Like, no.
Not a surprise, I mean, nor is it unexpected.
No. So, I mean, I just think, you know, people, I get where it enrages people and makes them angry. I'm not sure that getting angry about it really does a lot of constructive good. Everybody knew going in that if you were realistic that this stuff was going to start to come. The question is, what are you doing to counter it?
Right. Register to vote. Be a voter. As Rob said, earlier in Port Edwards, talk to people that you know, one-on-one, individually, respectfully. And that's how this race is going to be won. It could be very, very close. A minute and a half left, Trigby. Any thoughts on the upcoming draft in Green Bay in April?
What do I think about the upcoming draft? You know, I was kind of hoping that they'd ship the pick off and get Myles Garrett, but that's not going to happen. That was my dream. You know, I kind of think he's going to be aggressive, but, you know, I also think there's all these people who are saying, oh, they're going to make a trade, move up because it's in Green Bay, whatever. I don't think Gutekunst and Mark Murphy are going to be making any decisions like that based on optics.
I mean, and it's not their track record, right?
No.
I mean, it's just not how
But Gutekunst is really good with the drafts, so I mean, he is good at drafting people. I have a lot of faith in that.
All right, well, we'll see.
He didn't do much in free agency, but he did more than Ted Thompson. Remember when we had Ted Thompson? He never signed anybody really, other than Woodson. But I'm optimistic about the pack.
Wait a minute. Ted Thompson signed Aaron Rodgers, right?
No, he didn't. He drafted him.
Oh. Well, okay.
Yeah, they drafted.
Is Rodgers going to end up at Minnesota? Yeah, because Russell Wilson just went to the Giants this morning. The Steelers are saying they don't want Rodgers. Is he really going to follow the Favre path?
I don't think anybody wants him.
Including networks for NFL analysts, by the way.
He's too polarizing.
Right. Never polarizing, always comforting. Trigby Olson, we appreciate you, my friend. Have a great week.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, take care. Trigby Olson, everybody. All right. Come on back. $100 on the line next hour. You could be you next hour.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.